Zechnish Masavi Murray, Yakovinso Pichas, Zechnish Mas Daniel Shane, but for sure followed. Okay, good morning, everybody. Today is the last year of the series of Matzias HaPas. Someone asked for one more topic, maybe I'll give it some other time. Rabbi Benish Ginsberg asked me to give a shiur about the question. He was a Rebbe in he's a Rebbe in Michlala, and he was also a Rebbe in Rabbi Bina the Tevaria. So he wanted me to give a shiur about when you pass the challah rolls down. So do you have to take first, or do you have to pass it down? Because is that called a mavir and mala mitzvahs? If you take, so I'll maybe give a shiur that sometime in the future, but the packet wasn't made, so we'll have. But this is the last shiur that we're making now, so it's 10 shiurim we've had, including today, and I'll be also giving out the shaylus lechazara. Will be put online either later tonight or tomorrow or something like that. So we'll have a chazara. Not that you have to hand it in to me or anything like that, but we'll have like that. Okay? Okay. So today, the shiur is about the following shaila. We were saying that if a person makes a bracha, motzilech min ha'aretz, and then starts speaking about something else, which is totally irrelevant to the tzias hapas, or so it's a hefsek. He lost the bracha. You have to make another bracha. Right? So, what would you think of the following scenario? Say somebody, the botzeya, is making a bracha for everybody. Like, you know, Friday night at the Shabbos table, say your father makes a bracha for everybody. Right? And then your father made a motzi, and he ate the piece of the challah. But then you spoke before you ate your piece of the challah. So from your perspective, the bracha, you yotze, your father's bracha, but then you ate, then you spoke before you ate from the challah. Your father did not speak. So your father for sure is okay. So he made a bracha, he didn't speak, and then he ate from the challah. You spoke between the bracha that... What's your bracha? Your bracha is your father's bracha that you were yotzi with. But you spoke beforehand. What would you say? You hear the shayla? In other words, the Balabayis made a bracha, hamotzi for everybody. And then he took a challah and he ate. But the Shomea, he spoke before he ate. In other words, the Balabayis made the bracha, he didn't speak, and then he ate. So he's good. But one of the Shomim, he made a... He listened, he answered Amen, and then he spoke, and then he ate. Is he Yotze or not? You hear the question? Just make sure you heard the question. Now you can give me your opinion. Stephen?
I think my first impression would be that the bracha that the Botzeya makes for everyone, it's just like he's making the bracha for everyone, so one of the recipients is trying to, in order for it to be Yotze with the bracha, then it's when the Botzeya makes the bracha, it's as if like I, the recipient, made the bracha. So if I talk before I eat the food, then it's a hefsek and I'm
right.
Make a new bracha.
Right.
Right? Unless, I mean, in order to say that he wouldn't have to make a new bracha, you have to say something like that when the Botzeya makes the bracha for everyone and then eats, then he made the bracha and ate on behalf of everyone. So even though they didn't eat, he was koveya the suda, or he set the tone of the meal for everyone. So
which one do you like?
Well, the first thing I said was my first impression.
Right. But so Stephen is saying his first impression is that I can't be better than the Mevarech. So I was Yotzi with his bracha. So it's like I made a bracha. But then I spoke. So I lost the bracha. He did not speak. So he didn't lose the bracha. That's the pashut shot. That's what Stephen said originally. Unless Stephen's saying that you could say that when he eats on behalf of everyone, so his eating goes on everyone. But that's a little more difficult to say. Because when I make a bracha, you could be yotzi with my bracha, shomeh ka'ona. But the idea of being yotzi with my eating, that seems to be a little bit harder to understand.
It could be like a special din of a suda, right? That if I would have an apple, and you have an apple, and you make an eight an apple, and you eat the apple, then that wouldn't work. I wouldn't be able to eat the apple if I spoke before I took a bite.
Stephen's saying everyone would agree that if I made a bar for eights on an apple, and I didn't talk, but you did between the eights on the apple, then you lost it.
Yeah.
Steve wants to say it's only a din in the sutta.
That we're all together, and so when he makes the hamotzi and eats, then it sets it's kovei the sutta for everyone.
Yeah. So that's what he wants to say, that in other words, maybe it's a din of sutta, and we have to understand, that there's such a thing, even by sutta.
Yeah.
Does anyone else want to say their opinion on this shaila? Again, the shaila is I made a motzi for the whole family. And then I ate, and I wasn't mafsik. But other people in the family were mafsik between their hearing the motzi and eating. So, is it possible to say they were yotzei? Or no, they can't be. Just like if the person who made the bracha talks in between, he lost the bracha. So the person who's listening can't be greater than the other person.
Could you even probably say they might be yotzei din on Shabbos of Lecha Mishnah, but not yotzei? I mean, they're not yotzei of yotzei, so they can't tell, but they were yotzei of Lecha Mishnah, maybe?
Maybe they were yotzei, but they lost the bracha.
But they lost the bracha.
Yeah, okay, so that we have to see. What's the story with... Could you be mechalik between the bracha and lechem mishnah? In other words, if you yotzei the bracha, does that mean you automatically yotzei lechem mishnah also? Or you could say that you lost the bracha, but maybe still lechem mishnah you didn't lose. But that's a separate question. And that deserves another shir. But... So, does anyone else want to make a comment on this? On this shaila?
Probably maybe it'll depend on the lumdus of Shemayik Oina. That if the Mashmi is going to be Yaitse, so he's Yaitse with the other person's bracha, but his quote unquote mitzvah is only chal when he eats. So then, if he ate, there's a hapsik between the bracha and the eating.
And therefore, he shouldn't be Yaitse.
And therefore, he shouldn't be
yotzi. Yeah. Well, the pashup shot is that he shouldn't be yotzi because he was mafsik.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Right. That's even Steve said that. Yeah. That's a pashup shot.
Yeah.
To say anything else but that is a chiddush, and but we have to understand it. So who? So the unless that, yeah. Does anyone else want to make any comment before we discuss what the poskim say?
What happens, Rabbi, if the Mevarach speaks and I already ate?
Oh, the other show. In other words, what if the Mevarach speaks and I already ate? The opposite child.
Right.
In other words, I heard the bracha and I wasn't mafsik, but he was mafsik.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, could the Shomer be better than the... than the Mavarech, because he was a Mafsik.
Mm-hmm.
What do we say? No. Because it turns out that bracha was meaningless because it wasn't a good bracha. Because the person who made it, so that's the reverse shayla. And what would you say?
I say, if you take my chiddush even further, then once the father makes the bracha and he's making the bracha on behalf of everyone, then everyone can also be koveya the suda. Well, okay, one level taken further is that everyone can be koveya their own suda with the bracha, and once they eat, then they'll be fine with their own little suda, even if the father doesn't finish it for himself.
Right. So he wants to say that if you're gonna say that it's that in the first shayla, that everyone's yotzei, so that it can work the opposite way also. That if
I can be machalic in a lot of directions. I can say that. only the father, only okay. The making the bracha can be kovei the suda. So if he doesn't eat, then even after the other guy ate, then it's like
yeah. So that's what we have to. Okay. So let's see. So the source of this shayla, of the original shayla, is in the Rokeach. Rabbeinu Elozer Migarmaiza. And it's a good idea to have a Rokeach. I assume one of these days they're going to print a new Rokeach. One of these days.
They did, Rabbi.
They did? They printed a new Rokeach?
Yeah, the Zichron Aaron came.
Zichron Aaron came? Okay. I haven't been beagleized in a little
You have to go,
right? Yeah. They printed a new Sefer HaTruma recently.
Sorry, I mean, what pack are we?
We're in packet 10. Asiri Yekodesh. So let's see what the Sefer Rokeach says on page 2. Ein lahafsik ben brikas hamotzi lachilos. Amarav. Tol Baruch, here it says Karuch, but Eid Tzarech Levarach, Shetzarech Achilu, Eidu Hafsach. Kein Aviu Melech Oliftan, Ogvi Luturi, it's not Hefsik. Well, in Diber, Shar Dvarim, Bein Birkas Hamotzi Lachiloso, Tzarech Levarach Hamotzi Pam Shemes. Aval im Ochal HaBotzeya, Ma'at, the Botzeya ate a little, Visicho, and then the other pairs people talked, but the Botzeya didn't. Hanafki kuhu. The other people are yotzei. Kedmashma b'shvili b'chomar. The yav the anuka nafki. Kineze b'shchit v'kisu. Kedmashma b'roch sach b'tfilo l'tfilo. Omer havorach kabel hamotzi kol shochol einu hafsa. Okay, so he says a chiddush that if, as long as the Botzeya wasn't mafsik, if everyone else was mafsik, or even one of the people, he's also yotze. He's also yotze, even though one could very well argue not that way. But he says once the Botzeya's bracha was chal. So then, even though some of the other people spoke in between, so it's they're going to be yotze. So pipash is very, very difficult because you're being yotze with his bracha. So it's like you made the bracha. But if I made the bracha myself and I spoke, it's no good. So when I hear your bracha, it shouldn't be better. Unless you say some type of svara that Steve was saying, but that's the simple shot. So the Rokeach is saying this big chiddush. That once the Mevarech wasn't mafsik and everyone else listened, the Yotze, even though they spoke between their Shmiya and their Achila, they're still Yotze. It's Pella. And this is brought down in the Ramah. Look in the Ramah on page 3. You see the bottom. So So it's funny that he's saying it's compared to kosher bracha. That if you made a kosher bracha, you made a bar per gofen, and you, so everyone's yotze kiddush. It's a little bit. It's very different, l'chora, as some point out, because there you yotze kiddush. It's not a din like birkas hanenin. So, but here is a din of birkas hanenin. So why should you be yotze? Now this is quoted in the Ramah on Shulchan Aruch. So if you take a look in the Halakha Ramah on page 4.
Rebbe, in what way is Kiddush is also tied to Berakas Hananeh. Like we say Rebbe Yagafen.
It, well, it is, because Lamaisa is, you don't have to necessarily, the shomim don't necessarily have to drink from the wine. It's a nice heder to do it.
But the right, shomim, but we also say that the mavarath doesn't have to drink from the wine.
Someone has to drink from the wine.
No, so aren't we yotzei if just anybody drinks from it? Like kiddush at shul on Friday night. So you give it to a kid to drink.
Right.
So we see them, we have many times where we like kind of allow for like a little bit of a, flexibility with this.
Yeah, but look, Maisa, to be Yotze Birkas Hananin, at least somebody has to drink without a hefsek. And the person who's drinking, he can't have the hefsek, or else he's not Yotze the Bracha.
Right, that's happened. Meaning somebody who's being Yotzi the Bracha is getting the net.
Yeah, but we never find such a thing that you can drink even though you made or eat and you had a hefsek between your saying the Bracha or hearing the Bracha, and then you could just eat or drink afterwards. Because once you spoke, you're finished.
If we're saying that it makes sense by Kiddush, because, like Rebbe said that, maybe Kiddush is different because it's not a standard Birkas Hananin.
In other words, what was Lashon the Ramah? That Lashon the Ramah was Atimas Koshal Bracha. So Atimas Koshal Bracha.
Once one person says the Tikkun Makadish the Yom, and he drinks, then there was Kiddush Yom for everyone that hears it. And then
but Kiddush Yom for everyone because not everyone has to drink the wine.
Yeah, well, why not?
Because it's not a chiv to drink the wine. One person has to drink the wine.
One person has to drink the wine because the Kiddush Yom was done on a coast. So
yeah, in other words, one, either the person who actually said it or like sometimes if people ask me to make Kiddush for people and... So sometimes, grape juice has a high sugar content, so I don't stay away from grape juice. So one of my kids says, okay, I'll drink to, someone has to drink it. Has to be somebody who understands the concept of a bracha. I'm not going to give it to a two-year-old.
In order for people to be able to eat or drink anything, then they need to have her kiddush. I think you have to say kiddush.
Right.
Like, the reason why someone has to drink is because you're doing kiddush.
Right.
And you're making a brick break up. And
right.
But everyone's able to make, right, let's say at a kiddush, I can hear kiddush, but if someone else can say a brick break up, and if I don't drink wine, I can still say mazonos on my kugel.
Right.
So, or whatever I'm saying, kugel. So, because he's only drinking the wine because he said hagafen, but what he's really doing is allowing me to eat by being a kaddish d'yom.
Right.
So maybe you see the same thing for a suda, that it's not a classic Birkas Hananin, and when you say Hamotzi, you're creating the context of a Suda for everyone, and now they can eat. It's more of a Kiddush, because by Kiddush Hayom, I still have to make a Bracha now. Here I wouldn't have to make a Bracha.
Right, but it's rise from Kiddush Hayom is a little bit difficult. You want to see your Svar, it's a different Svar.
I'm trying to compare it to Kiddush Hayom. I'm saying just like by Kiddush, right, the point is to declare Shabbos so that everyone can eat.
Right.
Here, the point is to declare that we're in a suda, and everyone.
But there, the person is going to drink, so he can make a hefsek. Here, the people who are eating or drinking are making a hefsek.
But but I'm saying that it's not a hafzik because they don't need to make a bracha. They are already...
But if they get a drink, then that means they need to make a bracha.
They're pulled into the Suda.
Okay,
just
let's see.
Just like it was pulled into Shabbos when he makes kids.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, if you look here in the Or Zeruah, on page 7 and 8. He discusses also... Tima echad mehem nafku kulu, at the end he says, idechovas. Right, that's what the word in the Ramah. One person's tima, everyone's yotze. But that means everyone's yotze kiddush. That doesn't mean that we yotze Birkas Hanenin of Bar Pir
Gofen. Yeah, because it's not a suda. They can't just go eat whatever they want. They can't just start drinking grape juice.
But L'chorim, but then the comparison is faulty.
Meaning they can't eat whatever they want, but they are allowed to make a bracha whenever they want. Because before they weren't allowed to eat anything.
There's no comparison.
Rav Harari. Rav Harari speaking from Toronto. Rav Harari from Toronto.
For now, anyway.
For now.
I think that the mechanism of Kiddush Hayom
it's not comparable at all.
ESA, Rav Harari?
It's not comparable. It's not comparable at all.
Say.
Bracha L'Kois.
What?
You just yotze Bracha L'Kois. I mean, you don't have to drink.
You don't have to drink. Yeah, you have to drink. You have to eat. You have to... You're eating the mochi. You want to eat bread. So it's very difficult in comparison. You want to say, well, there's a suda, but that the suda you can eat from the suda.
Yeah, the bread from the suda.
But here, the kiddush is not. You don't have to eat anything for the kiddush.
Yeah, you have kiddush from
the suda. Yeah, but that's for the suda part. But for the kiddush part,
you're not going to say kiddush to that suda.
I understand, but that's because you have to have a separate suda. Here, you want to drink wine. Oh, you wouldn't be able to drink wine if you were mafsik between the bar per gofen and the drinking of the wine.
Yeah, I think that the purpose, the function of kiddush is that without kiddush, I'm not allowed to start eating anything, right?
Yeah.
So kiddush allows me to go eat, but if I want to go eat, I have to make a bracha.
Right.
The point of being koveya suda isn't allowing me to go eat somewhere else. It's allowing me. It's making me part of a suda, which is eating. And so again, kiddush is letting me go make whatever bracha or some whatever food that I want, because before I couldn't eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Getting into a suda is a suda is something where the point of me being used to the bracha is for me to be able to start eating right now.
Yeah. But not the thing that you were mafsik from. What do you say? What's your name one more time?
Ari.
Rosenthal from Boca Raton, Florida.
I might have heard perhaps a din that when you say when you drink wine during the meal, even if you said the motzi, you need to say Berk Begathen during the meal. But if you said Kiddush before and made a Berk Begathen then your bracha Berk Begathen makes so that you don't have to say Berk Begathen during the meal when having wine. So that bracha seemingly carries over. So it is a good comparison to the motzi, because if you made a hafzik then, like you said, the bracha carries over.
No. Because that's only if you drank from the wine initially, and you weren't mafsik, so then you can have more wine during the meal, and you don't need to make another barker of gafen. But if you didn't, say you didn't drink the wine, and now they're serving you wine during the meal, you have to make a barker of gafen. Okay, so let me show you more. Okay, so there's a couple of Rishonim that say, where are these Rishonim? There's the Ritva, there's a Ra'ah, there's a Rav Avram Alshvili, the father of the Ritva. So this whole chevra, it's sort of what you want to say, Stephen. You see, there's a sefer called Ginzei Rishonim. You see this Ginzei Rishonim? What page? Ginzei Rishonim is on page 10. And it was put together by Rav Moshe Hirschler. Where's Rav Moshe Hirschler? He was a big
fan.
He was Rosh Hashiva in here.
It's Rosh Hashiva here.
Yeah, why you?
Yeah, before Rabbi Shechter.
That was Rabbi Hirschler left YU to go to Chicago. Right? He was a big Torah personality in Chicago. I heard him speak once. They used to have these Torah Shabbat Peh conferences. Did you ever go to the Ferrari?
No, I didn't. I didn't go.
I went. So they had it in Eretz Yisrael, and they had it here. The big hotels here. They would have some big rabbanim come and give shiurim. They would have a conference. The conference would be a certain topic, and they would give shiurim. So one time I went, the Rav Aaron Soloveitchik spoke, the Rav Moshe Hirschler spoke, and Moshe Hirschler was a big guy. A lot of the Rishonim that were printed, you know, with the footnotes and things like that, were put together by Rabbi Moshe Hirschler. Yeah, so he left YU, that's when Rabbi Shechter became the Maggid Shir in YU. But Rabbi Moshe Hirschler, and then he was in Chicago. That was his he was a big person in Chicago. That was his...
Was he the biggest Rosh Hashiva when he was here in YU?
He was a big person. I don't know, you know, whatever. I'm not here to judge who's the biggest person. But he was an Adam Godel mode. Yeah. So he put together here, the page 11, Rav Avraham Alshavili. See, it's called Mace Moshe Hirschler.
That's tremendous, Tom Cook.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
You see, Rav Harari knows. Rav
Harari
recognized also. Way back. What year of her? Tufshin Membeis?
What year was it after?
No, what year you were in Gush? Tufshin Membeis, right? Tufshin Membeis?
He was Nifter.
He's not hearing me. Okay. Yeah, he was Nifter, yeah.
No, I know he was Nifter, but what year are you talking about?
No, what year you were learned in Yeshivas Har Etzion?
Yeah, Membeis.
Okay, so this is the Yisod. All the Rishonim say it's based on a Mishnah. Where is the, one second, let's find the Mishnah. Yeah. Look in page 8 of Membeis Amaral. So, you see, Membeis, you see? Touch on Membeis. See, it all fits in. Hayu Yoshvim Echad Mevarach La'atzmo Hesebu Echad Mevarach La'kulo. So he says like this, that there are two types of situations. One situation is there's a concept of Shomea Ka'ona, right? But then there's another concept other than Shomea Ka'ona. That's the kind of, Rav Soloveitchik gave a yortzat here, Shem pointed out a similar idea of Echad Mevarech L'Kulon. So he says, Echad Mevarech L'Kulon is not the regular din of Shomea Ka'ona. So what is it? And this is what you were saying, Stephen. Certain things you could only be motzi, other people, if you created a kvias. See, Shomea Ka'ona, you don't need a kvias. You know, like I make Kiddush for the family, and they listen, they yotze. But then there's a concept of Echad Mevarech L'Kulon. Let me explain what it means. Look at the arrow here, on page 13 in Rav Avraham Alshvili. Yestapku b'zeh kemayim huchachem b'kviyusim k'deishu yistavrin kot klola b'yadcha. Learn, this follows, the birkas nenu k'shem sheyotza eino motzi. That is, if I ate bread already, and I don't need a motzi, I can't be motzi you. Only by Birkas HaMitzvah, even though I already made a bracha on the mitzvah, but you need the bracha and you don't know how to make it, I can make it for you. Kach aval pishe lo yotze inu motzi, el kshehim derech kivyusun, v'chabura lufi shehen kiguf echad, v'kashav k'il kol echad v'echad mevarech. So we say like this, sometimes you can only be motzi if you have a kvias. So when you have a kvias, everyone's masiv, everyone's reclining. So the word he says is v'vi shehein kiguf echad. And look at Lashon, and I'll explain that. Look in the Ritva. So it's interesting, he got it from his father. The Ritva's father is the Rav Al Shvili. On page 15, he says, because of Ara, take a look. Here, it's really here on, you know, the Ritva wrote Hilchas Brachas to HaRitva. You know, the Rambam wrote Halachas on everything. The Ramban wrote on certain things. You know, this is like an organized Halacha Sefer, like the Rambam. He wrote on Kol HaTorah Kula. But the other Rishonim that wrote, you know, Perak Aleph, Halach Aleph, you know, a codified set of halachas. So other Rishonim just wrote it on like very few topics. Like the Ramban wrote Hilchas Nida La Ramban, and Hilchas Chala La Ramban, and Hilchas Brachas La Ritva. So he writes there. He also, one second, let me see where he writes that same Lashon, that it's considered Guf Echad. Guf Echad. Because certain things, you can only be motzi if you hate Hesivu. Hesivu Echad Mavarach L'Kulam. But you need Hesivu. See how you Yoshev, the Mishnah says on page 8, Echad Mavarach Latzma. Because if they were just sitting down without a Seba, then everyone has to make their own bracha. But how you Hesebu, Echad Mavarach Lakula. So the word is, the way actually the Shabbat says from our Salvechik and this son of father of the Ritva, is that certain, in other words, why certain things you don't say Shomeka on. So if you have a Suda, this is what you would say. If you have a Suda, you're not necessarily Yotze Shomeka on. Because Shomeka on doesn't work in all cases. It doesn't work by they will Birkas Anenin. But if you're Masiv, then we have another mechanism of being able to be Motzi. Since we're Masiv, that all the mentioned together are like Guf Echad. So the Pshat is that when I make the Motzi, it's not Pshat that it's your Yotzi through Shomer Ka'ona. You're Yotzi because we're all Guf Echad. We're all Guf Echad. So when So it's not a din of Shomer Ka'ona, it's a din of Guf Echad. And the male, once it's Guf Echad, so when I make a bracha, it's like you made the bracha. But not me din Shomer Ka'ona, me din Guf Echad. So then we're going to see, the Sefer Shari Shmi is going to point out, that's Pshat in the Rokeach. That if it's all Guf Echad, so not only my bracha can count for you, my Achila can count for you also. And that's Pshat in the Rokeach. We'll see the Shari Shmir, we'll see who that is in a second, explain to you. So as long as the Boit say, see, if it would be a din of Shomer Ka'ona, so that's only on the Bracha. You don't say Shomer Ka'ona on the Achila. But if it's a word that we're all Guf Echad, so then your eating is my eating, etc. Look in the Shari Shmir. This is safer here on page 19, Rav Mordechai Shakatovitz. he wrote the Sefer. He's Rav in Baltimore. Is the head of the Vesna in Baltimore. So he wrote, a lot of people have written the Svarim on Shomei Kahuna.
Now it's my beginning the Suda. It's like you also began the Suda.
Yeah, we'll see in a second. Yeah, take a look on page 20. Umiati yesh loma shirakeach ha-holchim shitosul loma shibati'imas ha-mevarech. And he writes, Oshar. And this, Rav Meir, this is what you asked. In other words, it doesn't have to be, as long as one person wasn't mafsik, then it's good. It doesn't have to be the botse, because everyone's a guf echad. So as long as it's a guf echad, so then the bracha counts, and if one of those people also ate without being mafsik, then we have a good situation. It's not everyone has their own separate chiyuv. But like Kiddush, everyone has their own separate chiyuv. No chiyuv nifrad. Hu mishum shekovim atzman v'echol yachad. V'kan hi pu'ulas ha'kviyas. L'chaber l'yachad achilas kulum l'yos achil achas mishutefes. Ha'mechayeves brocha achas aleha. In other words, we're one person. We talk kach nechsheves gam birkoson l'achas. We don't see ba'af l'chadchila. Because if we're eating together, we could form a situation where we're one unit. In other words, once one person ate right after the bracha, now the bracha is chal. And now everyone, but not midin shomei ka'ona. It's midin that everyone is considered guf echad. Because, and this is something where we don't say Shomei Ka'ona, because everyone needs to make their own bracha. So you don't say Shomei Ka'ona on certain things like these Birkas Hananin. But the word is, if we're Guf Echad, so then your bracha is my bracha. Not me did Shomei Ka'ona, and your achil is my achil. So as long as one of the group, either it's the Botzeya or anyone else in the group, did not mafsik, then we're good for everybody.
Why doesn't it work the
opposite? Because when you say my achila is yours, you mean we're all partaking it? We all started the same seuda. We all
meaning,
started the seuda.
Somebody made a motzi for everybody, and then everyone started speaking, except for one person. So the simple shot was, so that person's Yotze, no one else is. But his word of the Rokeach is no. It's because we're not working through Shomei Ka'ona. It's not that when you make the bracha, it's I made the bracha. It's we only need one bracha from the whole, like Rav Shechter said, remember Rav Aaron Lichtenstein spoke, gave a shiur about this once. You were there, Rav Harari. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
You were there, right? I told you. It was like, this was like 30 years ago, 25 years ago, maybe. Right? About, he discussed Shomei Ka'ona by Haggadah Shel Pesach.
Yeah, I think
so. You were there. I think so. One second. Let me just finish, and then I'll hear you. Oh, and then, one second. Paragimel Hall, you have some second. Let's see the Ritva. Let's see, find the Ritva here. Let's just find it in the Ritva.
Oh.
Yeah, on page 17, where he says, Sekevish Osu Tzira for the fourth line. Uberach Zalot Tzira, Matam Hu Menachos, Harek Ilu Shasu Kulam, Meniftaru. And in footnote 4, Ein Zekosha Besrita Shal Shvili. And then he says, "Ki ilu kol echad shasa." So therefore, by kiddush shasa, ki ilu kol echad shem shasa. So according to this hesber, my good friend from Boca, he would mask him now that that everyone drank. So then, even the person who didn't drink wouldn't have to make a bar paragraph in the middle of the Suda. Because if you're saying that all these things of achil and shtia, shomer kona doesn't work, so it'll only work with haseba. Haseba makes a kulam guf echad, so then. The Guf Echad doesn't only, the Din of Guf Echad doesn't only go on the Bracha, it goes on the Chila also. So when you eat, it's like I ate. You wouldn't say this to be Yotze Mitzvah's Matzah, versteht sich. I have to eat my Matzah's Mitzvah for Shabbat Gufa. You wouldn't say that. For the Gabi, the Chi of Bracha, the Motzi, I was Yotze with the Bracha. So if you made the Bracha for the whole Chabura, and you ate, so even though I didn't eat right now, I'm going to wait 10 minutes. I was yotze with the bracha. Now I could eat without a bracha because I was yotze with your bracha. Ah, there was a hefsek, but you weren't mafsik. So then that bracha is chal on me also. It's a tremendous. I mean, he gives a hesber similar, I think, to what you were saying over the maybe a little bit more elaboration, but. But that's what he's saying. Because if you don't say like this, then, you know, not everyone paskins like this. A lot of poskim don't paskin like this, Shita. But it's a fascinating shot about the Birkas Hananin that you don't say Shomer Kona, like Rav Shechel pointed out, that you only could motzi somebody with another vehicle, not the vehicle of Shomer Kona, the vehicle of Kikuf Echad. But it's interesting that it started, you know, with the Ritva's father. People call it from the Ritva, but it started with the Ritva's father. Okay. Yeah.
I think the Yevit Shomer Kona work, the Paz and Dichl Shvita, right? The whole
the Paz and Dichl Shvita.
Yeah, I think by the end of it would work, but to do it l'chakhila is the whole.
Yeah.
If I'm eating an apple and you wanted an apple, if I made a bracha of great raids, it would work for you by the end of it.
Could be. Yeah.
I was wondering why, that just because we're all eating together, then that makes it as if we're all one gopechad, for this din of brachos.
Well, because that's what the Mishnah says. Blame it on the Mishnah.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
Blame it on the Mishnah.
This idea of the Sebu.
The Sebu Echa Mavarko.
If everyone in this room took out an apple and we all leaned together and I said, I ate an apple, could we pull the same shtick with Echa?
So, with
just apples? Like, that's it?
Would we say it on apples also? Like, or would we only say it on a.
Because whatever you said is that we wouldn't say it for Achilas Matzah.
No, because Achilas Matzah. We would say for the bracha of a chilas matzah, but you can't, because chilas matzah is a mitzvah, it's a chiv shabagufa.
Yeah.
So if you ate matzah, and we're one chabur together, I can't say, well, now I don't have to eat matzah.
Exactly.
No one would say that. That's lo niton lehe omer. Some as far as you can say, as far here, and some as far as you're not allowed to say. So this is lo niton lehe omer, to say that one person can eat the matzah for everybody.
I'm trying to stay in Hilchos Brachos. Stay in Hilchos Brachos, we're all leaning together and we're all like.
Yeah, so for Brachos,
Because I want to know how it works. Like, what is it about leaning together that suddenly we're all lupecha?
Leaning together makes a kvias.
So why does kvias mean that I don't have to, that I can be yotze with your achila even?
Because kvias makes it keguf echad.
For some reason, I think this works best. This works that Birkas Hamotzi is a Birkas Hatzuda, not that everything is coupled to the bread. That Hakira is.
Yeah, but he's saying, what Steve is saying is, would you say it by apples?
No.
You wouldn't say it because it's not Nitas, the Kvias. There's no Kvias.
No Kvias.
Right.
If they all sat together, does the Mishnah Berurah say that you should sit for Kiddush because you get a kvias? Is all Mishnah Berurah says.
Yeah, that's a question, but yeah.
I thought bread and wine are koveya. Like,
I can't hear you.
I thought bread and wine are specifically the things that are koveya. You don't need to make rub on anything else, but it's kvias. Like, you're koveya to drink wine, you're koveya to drink
bread.
The other things, I thought they're not koveya.
Yeah, other things might not be koveya, right.
I think wine and bread are the only two.
Yeah, probably only wine and bread.
Maybe just to elaborate on what I was saying before, it could be that the mechanism of making everyone considered lufechad is that there's this idea of a chalos suda that doesn't.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And you need kvias for everyone to be in this.
But his chiddush is, and that makes it kegufechad.
Yeah.
But it won't work for matzah because matzah is magufa, but it'll work for Suda Shabbos. Meaning, it will only work for the. It won't even work for Suda Shabbos. You can't say, I was Yotze with Suda Shabbos if I don't eat. But it will be Yotze that I use Yotze the bracha. Because the bracha was made. But it's the hefsek. So as long as one person had a retzifus, then the bracha is chal for everybody. If it was, in the regular dinim of Shomei Ka'ona, it wouldn't work that way. Then once you are mafsik, but that's the chiddush here. It's a separate din of a sebu echad mevarach al kulam. And therefore, as long as one person has it good, that he wasn't masiv, that he wasn't mafsik, then it's good for everybody. So that was Remei, your question. What would be the reverse? That the other person. The Botzeel was Taka Mafsik. The other person, someone else wasn't. But that also would be good, because we're Guf Echad. So as long as one person, whatever is good for you, is good for the other person. If it's bad for you, so then you're Commander Lesa. But if someone else is good, so then you...
I think Mishnah Berurah had that case. Mishnah Berurah has Rav Meir's case there.
Yeah, no, what does he say?
He brings down a Machlaikis on that case. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it's Machlaikas he brings on that case.
No, so if you would have...
But it should work. According to this explanation, it should work. It should be any different.
It should work. In other words, your bracha is his bracha, and the fact that it's the achila is your achila because it's guf echad. No, we're saying even not him. Anyone in the chabura could save the bracha. So this is but if you want to get a Mishnah Berurah here for a second, just see one thing in the Mishnah Berurah, because I think the Mishnah Berurah points out, I think, not everyone agrees to the whole Ramah. You know, this is a Mechudish Gekir Ramah.
Yeah, where is this Simon? I'm looking it up here.
Yeah, the Simon here, it's in the packet here. It's Kuf Samach Zayin. Sivav. Okay. Yeah. And there's a beer halacha here. Siv Vav.
I have it in the
Mishnah,
two lines from the bottom.
So he thought not that Harari is going to be after the Mishnah Berurah. But based on what he's saying, it could be, it would be good. Based on the Sif Shari Shmir.
What does it say?
The Mishnah Berurah says that if one of the other people ate right away, then it wouldn't work. It only has to be the Rotzeya. But we thought, based on what he says in Sefer Shari Shmir, it should work in both directions. As long as one person in the group. So that is a long piece here. Okay, but that's the story. Okay, but you know, it's a chiddush. I mean, so we usually, I don't know if we usually rely on this chiddush. But it's a very interesting lumdus, and it's an interesting shita, this roke.
Yishmakam lebrisker that
loka. Yeah, so, yeah.
Yishmakam lebrisker that loka.
Yeah, you can whatever, but this is the story. Okay, Rabosei, so today is the last shiur of this man. We thank everyone for coming, and next tomorrow is the official Zman of the Yeshiva. We'll go back to what we were learning in Pesachim, we were learning Kiddush Malchus Suda. But this was the Beit Hazmanim Zman this year. Okay, so it's nice to, it's always good to spend all the time wisely, even in times that we have a break. So we thank everyone. Okay, let's say hello to everyone. Jacob Silberger and Ilan and Rabbi Levy and the mayor and Rabbi Harry Feldman and Rabbi Avram and his daughter.
That's right, Esther.
Esther was Rabbi Avram's grandmother, Shalom, from the Wolken.
That's right.
That she was a daughter of the Kanar?
A granddaughter of the Kanar. Daughter of David.
Yeah. The Kanar was one of the big Goyim of the generation. And his grandmother was a granddaughter. And Rav Harari, and Ezra, and Steve, and
Ari,
and Tanner and the Felder. Okay, so it's nice to see everybody, and we should all be well. And we'll talk more. Shkoyach to everybody.
Shkoyach, Simon. Shkoyach for the
link. Okay, Shkoyach.